Open your Bibles to the book of Romans, will you? Book of Romans, chapter 13. I'm going to talk to you tonight about it's time to pray. Romans chapter 13, verse 11 and 12. We're going to look at those two verses tonight. In verse 11 of chapter 13 of Romans says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." And I've seen those as, now it's time, that it's high time to wake out of sleep. Ain't it about time? In my life, you look at your life and say, it's about time we need to start getting business. I mean, really get business with the Lord and start some things and changing. And, you know, like we talk about little small things. We need to get those little things and start building from those things and bigger things. But it's time, because, you know, when the Lord comes today, I don't want Him to follow me not doing what I ought to be doing. I ain't talking about living in sin. I'm talking about just being faithful in the small things and the things that He says, you know the Word, why don't you just do those simple things I've told you? It's about time to wake up. You know, my dad said, boy, it's time to wake up. Him, it's time to wake up. He didn't come back twice to that room to tell you. If he did, boy, you learned the first time, amen? But it's time to wake up. Lord is coming. He really is. Let's pray. Father, as we look at your word, Lord, I ask you to bless the reading of your word, Father. And God, I thank you for the music. God, I thank you for the choir, and I thank you for the people singing, Lord God. I just enjoy and receive a blessing from you, Father, just to listening and being a part of you and listen to the praises, Lord God, the people desire and praising you for what you've doing in their life. And thank you for the small things, the big things. And as Miss Ashley said, Lord God, I thank you for changing me from what I was last year, Lord God. I'm not the same. And I thank you for taking me where I was at and changing me to be closer, Lord God. And I continue to ask you to change me, Father, so another year go by, I look back and I'm not the same place, but closer to you, Father. Thank you for working her life. Protect her as she goes, Lord, and does her business, trying to deal with her son, Lord God. Give her wisdom. Give the judge wisdom, Father. But, Father, tonight I ask you, Lord, as we look at your word, help us to challenge us to see the time importance to get closer and get business about praying and get some importance in our life, Lord God. Help us our failures in prayer. But, Lord, help us to overcome that and that you may receive honor in our life. Father, I ask you to be with us tonight and bless your service, the service for tonight for you, Father. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it really is time. And the Bible speaks much about prayer. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says, pray without ceasing. Luke, it talks about 18, and it says that men ought always to pray and what? Not to faint. You know, we see the commandment, I think a couple of weeks ago, I preached about worship of prayer. Now, 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 through 3, I talk about, it says, I exhort therefore that first of all, his first priority of supplication and prayers and intercession and giving of thanks and be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty, it says. And for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. And you know, God speaks much, much about prayer. And this is prayer. We have access to God to do great, mighty things. And, you know, we think about He's a holy God. And I look at me, but I can go to the throne of grace. And I really can talk to God and commune with God. And I can be at His foot. And He hears my prayers and just like I'm somebody because I'm in Christ. You know what I'm saying? I have His righteousness. And what a privilege we really do have in prayer. It is time to pray. It really is time to get business about praying. There's a quote that says, when it seems the hardest to pray, pray the hardest. Another quote says, make prayer the key of the day and the bolt at night. Hudson Taylor says, move men by prayer alone. You're not nagging them and not trying to pray. Really get a hold of God. You know, people we love and wants to get saved or lives changed. Pray that God will get a hold of them instead of nagging them and pulling them. I don't mean that you can't persuade. I don't mean that you try to encourage them. But listen, you get on the knees and really get a hold of God and ask God to move their hearts. And move them, see the need of it. I mean, really try to get a hold of God. And listen, Hudson Taylor was a man that was walked by prayer. Listen, he has an idea. He knew how to get other missionaries there by prayer. George Mueller's a man of, you think, called the father of prayer a lot of times. He prayed thousands of dollars in for orphanages, but he never asked a dime. Could you do that? In my prayer life, I would say no. Shame on me. Really. He can do it. He ain't no special than anybody. He was just a man like me and you, but he believed his God, didn't he? He saw the need and importance, and he prayed. Listen, he prayed for his friend, two friends, for almost, I think, about 50 years. One got saved right before he died, and the other one got saved after he died. Listen, he prayed those men in heaven, if you please. How about the ones you say you put on a prayer list? Are you really, really praying for them? You put some tears in those prayers for those people, and it burdened your heart. I mean, remember I was talking about last week, or I can't remember when, my days get so mixed up sometimes, but I remember talking about saying that, you know, we pray for each other, you know, pray for so-and-so. Are we failing each other for praying for each other's needs and requests? You know, it really is important. You know, I'm going to share, there's not one person in this room I can say that, you can say we're at that level of prayer. I mean, I can't say I'm reached there. We all need that, don't we? We need to work on our prayer life and get closer to God, and I need that. You know, I talk about praying for a missions conference, and we need to pray that God will get a hold of our hearts, and that's true. We do need to get a hold of God. Pray for the speaker. Pray that God will work in your heart and say, God, what is it you want me to do? And work in my life. Change me, Lord. Help me to surrender some things in my life. Work. I want you to meet me, Lord. And listen, when he comes, it's like a revival. We're asking God. Now, he can't do it, but God can use that man, and God can work in his mind and thoughts what he needs to say, and he doesn't know us. Think about it. But God does. And listen, our hearts are sensitive to listen to what he's saying. And the Spirit of God really work in our hearts. I do pray that that everyone will be involved, but you know what? Prayer doesn't mean that missions. We need to have a desire for prayer, not because of missions conference. We need to have a prayer just because we need to have a closeness with God and have a desire to get closer to him. But it's a choice. It doesn't happen. You got to make that decision if you're going to pray. Just like you got up this morning, you made a decision to come to church. Just like this evening, you made a decision to come to church. You got to make that choice. Just like tomorrow morning, you get up, go to work. You're going to make that choice. You're going to sleep in or go to work. There may be some consequences. You may not have a job the next day, but listen, you make that choice. But you know, there's some consequences. We don't pray and get a hold of God, doesn't it? And that relationship, we may not lose our job, but we lose that fellowship, that closeness that we have with Him. It really is important. Listen, we want God to move in our lives, and then we should make prayer our priority, like first of all. It really, if I want God closer to move in my life, to help my wife and help my children, help me as a pastor, help me as a soul winner, help me in my prayer life, help me be a friend, I need to be prayer first priority in my life. I really need God to work in me. I have a willing spirit, but the Bible, remember Jesus told his disciples, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We got a sworn enemy that's after us, stop us trying to pray. But prayer is really a high time to wake out of our sleep of our business of life, and it's not important, and really get a hold of God in things in our life. Husbands, you love your wives? Do you really love them? How much do you spend time praying for your wife? How much, wives, you love your husbands? How much do you really spend time praying for them or your kids? And, you know, I mean, many, many times praying to God to just touch that little girl and she can just walk. I mean, I walked in to see if she could just walk looking for that miracle. Listen, I didn't get what I wanted, but I still got close to God, and God still hears my prayers, doesn't he? It's that close relationship, guys. But what should we pray for? Some things that we could really pray for tonight to kind of encourage us. Look at me in John chapter 6, verse 44. In John chapter 6, verse 44, it will be a short night. I got a 45-minute message. And it's 10 till. John chapter 6, verse 44, it says this. No man come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. Listen, no man comes to unless the Father draws him, right? And listen, much as I want people to get saved, and much as I knock on doors, and I wish I had the power to, you know, shake people, listen, this is that prayer. It's that prayer Saturday nights. And you know what? I was praying last night and about some things, and you know, God answers some prayers. You know, I saw an answer prayer that a man prayed last night, and that person walked through that door. It's exciting. You say, that's a small prayer. Hey, God Almighty answered a prayer. I mean, it should get excited that God heard us. I mean, it's exciting, and it's part of it. It was two or three together, and I didn't feel the wind blow, and I didn't see great things. But listen, it was exciting that God was here with us. He showed himself. Listen, it was exciting seeing Joseph make that commitment. That's exciting. It gets me kind of stirred up. Does it you? Listen, he says, listen, no man come to the Father. You know what we need to pray for? Pray that men come under conviction. We need to pray that men come under some conviction of some things. We need to pray that they get tired of that sin they're in. Listen, they're living a life of sin. They get tired of, the Bible speaks of that sin. It's that he that committed sin is a servant to sin. When the man gets tired of it, you ever heard old saying, when they get in that drugs, they get to the bottom of life, and then they realize, then they get tired of it, then they want to change. I don't want them to get all in that life or life ruinous. But listen, I want them to get tired of the sin in life and say, God, deal with their heart. I mean, pray that God will break their heart. Pray that God will take their sleep away. They get tired of what they're doing. I mean, it's important to get a hold of God. Isaiah, you don't have to turn with me. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. It gives us some ideas, if I can find it here. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 and 2. It gives us a path that we can follow Christ. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He said, because the Lord hath anointed me, what? To preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. He says, to proclaim liberty to the captives. And he said, opening the prison to them that are bound. He said, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Listen, I can follow his footsteps, but listen, I need to get a hold of God and God work in their lives to see the need. It's God that, listen, draws men. It's God that dealt with Joseph, that's dealt with his heart. Joseph came in. I didn't do nothing, but God was working in his life. He was working in your life. Listen, with God working in your life, you'll still be doing the things you do or worse. Listen, through prayer, it does a lot. Listen, rescue the perishing. Remember that song, rescue the perishing, care for the dying? It does that. It deals with, we move our feet and get going, and we start having a desire to point men to Christ. Listen, the more I start praying about people I don't like, I start kind of liking them when I'm really praying about them. When I start praying about souls get saved, guess what I want to do? Get the feet going and tell them others about Christ. It starts moving me when I'm serious about praying. Listen, I remember the day when I was under conviction, and I remember laying there and dealing with it, and I didn't have that comfort. And it was the Spirit of God dealing with me, and I believe the Spirit of God brings man conviction to get saved. But I think we have to pray people into heaven, if you please. I think because, I believe that preacher was praying for me. I believe that deacon was praying for me. Listen, I believe that woman that sharing her testimony was praying for me. There's many people who are praying for me. There's my mom was in another church and they were praying for me. To God to do in my heart. It makes a difference. But we need to pray, but what do we need to ask for? Listen, this cease from sin. Stop it. Hosea chapter 2. Man, I am lost tonight. Let me find out where I'm at. Hosea chapter 2, verse 6. Hosea chapter 2, verse 6 says, therefore, behold, I hedge thy way with thorns and make a wall, that she shall not find her paths. And she shall follow after lovers, and it says, but she shall not overtake them. She shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then it was better for me than now. God puts hedges and thorns in this woman. Remember Hosea, God told her to marry this harlot. Not long after that, she's back in her trade, and she's going. God put hedges and thorns around her life. Listen, every time she looked, she found thorns. But the only way she could look and find peace, it was looking up. We need to pray that God will get a hold of people and bring conviction in their life. They see the need. And the only thing they can do is look up to find that peace. But listen, are we really praying for souls to get saved? Are we really praying for those people on that list we have that are lost and undone and that their desire to be saved? Are we really praying? Listen, we need to pray that God brings conviction. It's time to get a hold of God. Listen, it's only God that can change them. It's only God that can convict. So we really do need to get a hold of God, don't we? We need to pray the Holy Ghost to bring conviction in our life and show the direction. The only relief is looking up. Here's another thing we could pray for, not just man under conviction, about praying for the furtherance of the gospel. Look with me at Philippians chapter 1. In the book of Philippians chapter 1, Paul is talking to the church of Philippi. In verse 12, chapter 1, verse 12, he says, But I would ye understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. He said the things that happened in the furtherance of the gospel. He his desire for the gospel to further, his desire to the gospel to advance. And listen, have we gotten that cold or we don't have that desire? And not really, you know, these churches, they say they have, listen, vision program, but nobody's out there. Are we cold? You know, we can only ask ourselves that question. But listen, his father, so he wanted the gospel to get further. He wanted the gospel to reach out to people that he could never meet. It's time that we pray for the Father, we reach our Jerusalem in our life. It's a time to reach out, and we must get the gospel be done in our church. Listen, the barn is full with, the seed is full of barn, the old saying is, and we got to get the seed out and reach the people around this world. And Psalms 126, verse 5, you don't have to turn there, but Psalms 126, verse 5 says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. But he says, he that goeth forth weeping and bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Listen, if we're going to really reap and rejoice, listen, we got to really put some tears to it. We got to really put some, knees to the plow, if you please. We need to get a hold of God and see the gospel furtherance. And I was thinking about this. He was sowing in tears, and then I was looking at what tears, and I don't know what this is exact way of, the combination of tears, but it was looking at what makes a composition of tears, and it says sodium and potassium and chloride and bicarbonate and then magnesium and calcium, and all that is supposed to be salt water. It's just basically salt water. And I think, well, if I got salt water, if I'm living in Florida, get that salt water and start planting my garden, everything is going to die. But it says if I plant the seed, the Word of God, and put the tears of that salt water, there's going to be rejoicing. There's going to be bringing in sheaves of lives to change, or, if you please, of people getting saved. Amen. Listen, are we really sowing with tears? Are we saying, Lord, bless that person, or Lord, help that person get saved? Or listen, I mean, I'm just saying that we really need to pray the furtherance of the gospel that people do get saved. We do really need to pray that we not just reach our Jerusalem here in Zachary, but we really do need to reach people in Clinton and Jackson. I mean, we got people in Angola, and then you got people. What about people in Baton Rouge or whatever it is? Are we really praying? I mean, we're really trying to get a hold of. You know, 1 Corinthians talks about, he says, I planted in Apollos water. But the Bible says that neither of them. It's basically, there's no profit, there's nothing, but it's God that brings the increase. If God brings the increase, and then both of them labor, they're all one, they're all doing the job, what God wants them, and God rewards those for doing it. Are you with me? Listen, we need to pray for the furtherance of the gospel. We need to pray for men to get under conviction. Listen, we need to pray for the brethren. Look at verse 25 in Philippians chapter 1, verse 25. It says, having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy. He said, look, I want you having this confidence that he said, I shall abide and this and continue with you all for your furtherance and the joy of faith. He's praying for the brethren to increase their faith. He wants them to continue growing. Listen, I need my faith increased. I need to grow in the Lord. You need your faith increased. We need to pray for one another that our faith does increase. You know, we got missions coming up, and, you know, we need to pray that God will take us. And that's why I'm asking everybody to say, you know, collectively, put in those cards that we know as a church what we can do, and pray then next year we can try to exceed a little bit further. And listen, the objective is not so how much we got, it's how far we can go and reach every time zone, with every missionary, if you please. It's about souls. It's about getting people to the field. How many missionaries do we need in Armenia? One? One man's going to reach the whole community? The whole country? I mean, we need to get, further into our grace. It brings strength. It helps us grow and have a greater joy. When we obey in His command, we reach the lost. I get excited when that guy got saved. I got excited when Joseph came down. I remember the first time that we had somebody come down the aisle and they made a profession of faith and got baptized. I remember looking around in everybody's eyes and they were kind of glowed. It was excitement. It builds. We need to increase, that God help increase our brethren to grow and our faith to grow. Can you say here and say, I won somebody to Christ this year? Can you say, I got one? If you can't, then pray that God will help you. You say, I got 10. Pray to God to give you 11. We need to pray that our faith will increase. And listen, I think about the mission speaker and the missionaries. We need to pray that we be able to, listen, God help us to be a blessing to these missionaries. Listen, God help us to, that mission speaker, you know, God, what is it you want me to give? And be planning to give a love offering. This is, what, 2 months away or a month or so away? And we be praying that, God, what do you want me to give? And maybe every family to give $25, $30, just a love offering to that man. Not much, if it's just a little bit, to be a blessing to a man of God. Every man that comes up here, we want to be a blessing to him, do we not? I mean, we really do. I ain't talking about just somebody in the church here to speak, but a man of God, we come in, I bring in. I always try to make sure we bring a holy, righteous man that does right and live for God. Because this is a holy platform. But we need to pray for our missionaries, be a blessing to them. Ask God to help us to really increase our faith. How about this? Pray for the frustration of Satan. Turn with me in Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, verse 20. Pray that we be a frustration to say, Romans 16, verse 20, it says, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, be with you, amen. You know, we need to pray that, to frustrate the purpose and his plans, what he desires. You know, the devil loved to see this church close. He would love to see every independent Baptist church stop going soul winning. He would love every church to quit going to missions. He would love us to quit praying. He would love us to really start being used of God, encourage one another. He would love you to sit home and watch a football game and not go to church. Why? Because you're not being obedient. Listen, we need to frustrate his plans. But listen, God knows his plans. Now God knows his proposals. And God can dispose everything he has. But if I'm trying to fight the devil, old Satan, and give him a black eye, I believe I'm doing out of the will of God. My sole purpose is really give God honor and glory in everything I do. How can I give God honor and glory by going soul winning? How can I give God honor by living by faith? How can I give God honor by this and being just obedient to simple things? But Brother Joseph, he just got baptized. Did he not give God honor? Listen, when you're praying for somebody and they get saved, or you're praying that God will work in your life, are you not submitting yourself and giving God honor and say, work in me that you can be shining through my life? Listen, our purpose is to give God honor. Listen, to exhort one another. Listen, people see our lives and, listen, our Christian faith grow more and more. Our activity does frustrate Satan when we're doing right. But listen, if I'm not doing nothing, then I'm not frustrating the devil. It's time to pray. We need to pray for men to get under conviction. We need to pray that the furtherance of the gospel. We need to pray that for the brethren. We need to pray the frustration of Satan. You know, we need to pray for the flourish of this church. Do you love your church? I guess nobody loves the church. Y'all killing me. Do you love your church? Can you imagine living in Zachary without this church? Can you imagine? If you don't have a brother and sister and you come to and pray for and say, hey, pray for me about this. Can you imagine just living with a bunch of people that doesn't care for God? Can you imagine don't have the Word of God? There's people out in this world has that. That's why you find people that will walk miles, go to a church. But we need to pray that God will flourish this church to grow in our lives. We really do need to pray that God help us to bring men under conviction so they can get saved, to see the need, see what we got and see what's important. Listen, we need to pray for one another to increase our faith, to increase our brethren, to be stronger. But the thing is, you know, I really do want our plans for our church. I really want a youth department to grow. Yeah. I really do. You know what I like to see? I like to see a big old white bus or a pink bus. I don't care what color bus. Bringing in a bunch of kids. I really do. I like to see somebody be willing to say, preacher, I'll be willing to dedicate myself every for junior church and preach and teach the little kids. I can't wait to see our prayer meeting with half the church here, or all the men here. I can't wait where Michelle says, well, listen, we need a bigger place to pray for all the ladies. I can't wait to have more Sunday school classes. I can't wait when y'all come and say, I got one preacher. You're going to have to baptize another one. I can't wait to see them coming out almost like every week. I just can't wait. Is that impossible? We live it though sometimes, don't we? If we believe that, can't we pray for that? Hello? Can we pray for that? Does God want that? Come on now. Listen, we need to pray for the flourishing of this church. Listen, you know, this church grows. It makes a difference to the community around us. It makes a difference to people in our lives. More we get excited for God, people will see that and they'll see a difference in your life. Listen, you know, when we prayed last week and we got excited and I saw what God did. And this week we prayed and I got excited. Listen, I see God moving. I see God getting, I get excited. I led a guy to the Lord and he didn't come, but I still got excited because God let me get a part of it. I mean, do you really want this church to grow? Do you really want a bunch of kids getting saved? Or you just want them to go to another church? Because they're going to do something over there to entertain them. But I ain't talking about entertainment. I'm talking about somebody pouring their heart in prayer for the little boys and girls. I mean, the four kids got saved in Awanos. Did they get saved? I don't know, but they made a profession of faith. I'm excited. Amen. You want the church to grow? We need to really pray. It's time to pray. It's time to get business about our prayer. Listen, does God answer prayer? He does. I love you, Grace Baptist Church, but am I boring you? I love you, but it's time to pray. It's time to say, God, help me get closer. Scott, help me be reached one, or God, help so-and-so get one. Listen, God can use you. God doesn't need me. He needs you. He said, go ye. He didn't say, go Carl. He didn't say, go Benny. He said, go ye. So you read it, who's he talking to? He's telling you to go. To go tell everybody what Jesus did for you. Pray. God, help me increase. God, work in my life. You know, Jesus told his disciples, says, watch and pray that ye enter not in temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is what? Weak. Don't we fall in our short our prayer life? Don't we should be praying, we don't pray? Boy, I need to work on my prayer life. I need to work on my prayer life. And I know you need to work on your prayer life. But imagine when we get together collectively, get a hold of God. It worked in Acts. It changed the world around them. Can it not change the world here, folks? It can do it. Is God the same it was then? Come on, talk to me. I ain't going to quit. I'm going to say amens or something. I'm talking to me. Is God the same? Yes. Can God not do it? Cannot God use you? He can. I mean, we need to get excited about prayer and get a hold of God. Listen, we need to pray that God are for our missions to come. We need to pray for souls to be saved. We need to pray for our lives to surrender. Let's just take time. Let's take time and get a hold of God and pray. You know, maybe sometimes, you know, you may want to bring your family and just pray over them. Get with them and just pray with them. And spend some time. Maybe you not need to pray for them. Maybe you need to pray for somebody in this church or our family. Won't you spend some time? But you got to do it. He says, it's time. It's time to get a hold of God. It's time to make some decisions. We're going to choose to pray or not. You say, that's not for me, preacher. For me. This message is for me. Maybe you're all perfect. I'm down here right now. My faith is way down here. And I need to increase it. I need to be able to walk on that water. I need to be able to get a hold of in my heart burden and put some tears in that prayer. I need to put some tears going out there and God help me reach those. Use me, God. How many have a burden for souls? And this week, we want to pray for the little boys and girls who got saved. We want to pray for, hey, Awanas. Are y'all going to go visit the mama daddies that little boys got saved? You going to visit them? You care? Well, that's pretty tough, ain't it? Love you. It's time to pray. I can't do it. But He can do it. He can change your life. He changed mine. He changed yours. Imagine what God can do if we just got really serious, folks. Love you. Love you. It's time to pray. Let's all stand, heads bowed, eyes closed. As the pianists come, listen, the invitation is, this is church family. God spoke to your heart, you come. There's some things you need to pray about, come. Maybe it's time just to pray for your family. Maybe it's time to pray for your loved ones. Maybe it's time to pray for the church. Maybe it's time to pray for our Sunday school class. Maybe it's time to pray that this church will be able to reach some more. And just maybe, God, just give us one soul a week. Or, Lord, give us two souls a month. Lord, do something, God. Just work in our lives. Show yourself and help us to reach those that need to get saved, Lord. Nobody cares. God, we care. But He can't hear you if you don't tell Him. As the piano plays, you come.